Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is La Posta de Mesilla co-owner, Jerene Camuñas Hutchison, to talk to us about their 80th year celebration. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you very much for having me, and it is a thrill to be here to talk about La Posta's 80 years.
Wow. So you started celebrating all this year, but the big celebration is going to be El 16 de septiembre, September the 16th. Why was that selected?
You know, Katie Griggs Camuñas, a vivacious 25-year-old in 1939 on 16 de septiembre, started her little chili joint, as she called it. The 16th of September has great significance because it is Mexican Independence Day. And so it was always a celebration in Mesilla, a community event. And she started that day, believe it or not, with her little restaurant, dirt floors, no running water, and recipes handed down from her grandmother and mother. So today, you know, it is very much the same as far as the recipes go. They're handed down by the Griggs and Chavez family, and it's just been a blessing.
Was it always called La Posta?
Funny you should ask that, because there was an ad in September 14th, 1939, our local newspaper, announcing the opening of a New Mexican cafe in the historical building in Old Mesilla. And this was Katie's restaurant, but she didn't have a name for it. So what she did is she put an ad in the paper asking for people to show up and try her great little chili joint and help her name it. So she actually had a raffle. And then whoever won, it actually was called La Posta de Mesilla. And she probably gave them a gift certificate or maybe a free meal. But that first day when they opened on September 16th, it was a no-name restaurant.
It was just a New Mexican cafe.
New Mexican cafe. The building showed it. And it was a great story. 2 days later, 3 days, she had the name La Posta. A couple of quick little stories on Katie. She was actually deeded the restaurant La Posta, which is on the National Historic Registry, by her uncle George Griggs for $1 love and affection. Awesome deal. My husband Tom and I unfortunately did not get that deal, but we have been blessed since then to carry on her legacy.
And how did you become owners of La Posta de Mesilla?
You know, in 1996, my husband and I, we have 3 children at the time. They were 3, 5, and 8. And we were working in Dallas, Texas, but my home has always been the Mesilla Valley. And so we were looking to come home and raise our family. La Posta de Mesilla was for sale. Katie had passed on probably 3 years earlier. And my husband and I were at one of our reunions, so to speak, and heard that La Posta de Mesilla was for sale. And the rest is kind of history. My husband, being in real estate, looked at the building, which is historic, circa 1840s adobe building. And I was looking at it from a business pragmatic standpoint of how can we not embrace such a historic legacy like La Posta? And it was our ticket and our economic engine to move back and raise our children.
And so La Posta means like a picket post where it served the Corn Exchange Hotel, a favorite stop on the Butterfield Stagecoach Line.
The actual physical building, La Posta de Mesilla, circa 1840s, at one time it was the Corn Exchange Hotel in the 1870s, so to speak. It was before New Mexico was even a state. Mesilla was the territory or the capital of the territory of the Arizona Territory. It was one of fine dining. They would actually truck in fish, probably on stagecoach, but bringing in fish and gourmet type of food to the Corn Exchange Hotel. It was also very well known as a stop on the Butterfield Overland Mail Coach. So a lot of storied history. So when you look at 1840s, I mean, the life of the building itself is just full of history. When you look at the structure, it's on the National Historic Registry. It is Adobe's Viga, we like to say, old as dirt. But it has many stories, only one of which is La Posta de Mesilla. 1939, Katie started young, vivacious, and her goal was to operate the best little chili joint she could. A lot of history.
Well, it sure has changed from a little chili joint. This has grown to such a legendary and iconic restaurant in the Mesilla Valley in New Mexico.
not too many restaurants, I would say, in the state of New Mexico, or maybe even in the country, have endured the 80 years of being in a business that can be pretty tough. But we have been blessed because we started with original recipes that Katie and her grandmother and mother had. And I'm going to read you a little excerpt from A Family Affair, which is a new favorite recipes of Miss Josefina Griggs, which was Katie's grandmother. 1968, the cookbook says, Panza llena, corazón contento, full stomach, happy heart. And the intro is, when Josefina Chavez and Gustavo Griggs were united in marriage, two well-known pioneer families of Mesilla joined forces. Four children bless this union, Catherine, a.k.a. Katie, Edgar, Mary, and Consuela. And it was shortly in 1939, Katie was the one to really establish the dynasty of restaurants in that family.
And how are you related to Katie?
Katie's first husband was Ernesto Camuñas, who was a great uncle of mine. So we like to say that it's still all in the family. She was also married a couple of other times, and we have the Meeks families as well, who were part of Katie's growing up through the restaurant and building that restaurant.
So it's been quite a success and a lot of roots in the Mesilla Valley.
The roots of the Mesilla Valley have been, again, what a harvest and what a bounty of blessings. Just in the 80 years, we have worked with the same farmers for probably 50, 60 years. Our chili comes from the Mesilla Valley. We like to say that we were farm to table before it was really a phrase, because we've always been working with our local farmers within the community. The other blessing, I think, with La Posta is that we have had, and you will see it if you visit us during our 80-year celebration, which is all year, is what I am terming our Legends of La Posta. And these are six great, wonderful individuals who really put La Posta on the map, starting with Katie, who obviously started the restaurant. But we have some other wonderful people like Panchita, who emigrated from Mexico, who was with us probably over 50 years, died at the age of almost 91, and up until her 90th birthday was still working at La Posta. As more than a cook, she was the matriarch of the kitchen. And so she was the one that just continued to help us make our great red chili and salsa and train the next generation. We have Rucho, who did our beautiful ristras for over 50 years. We have Helito, who used to take care of our birds and was part of the Vos Voqueros here, who sang around Mesilla. And we have Juanita. If any of you have been at La Posta over the years, you would see our Juanita making all the special desserts. Again, 30, 40, 50 years. Licha, who passed away a couple of years ago, 30 years working in the kitchen, rolling tacos. You can only imagine how many rolled tacos we've made over 80 years. It's quite phenomenal.
You talk about the birds. That's something unique to the ambiance of La Posta. Do you know when they started with the birds?
Do not know exactly the dates, but Katie was quite the Renaissance woman and marketer. So she brings in the most beautiful macaws. Simon, our African gray. Frodo, our Amazon, our parrot, who actually spoke. And a lot of these birds, they just created a certain ambiance of welcome, family, come and visit us, and a uniqueness that embraced all of that La Posta is. She also brought in the piranhas, which are a crowd favorite, especially for kids. She brought them in before it was probably illegal to bring them in. So we still have piranhas, and it is still quite fun. And she just had a great marketing sense. Not only did she make wonderful Mexican food throughout the ages, we helped restore the actual building, which is 1840s. And it's also a sense of community. It's a family affair. It's a family business in a lot of ways.
And what changes have occurred? Anything with the recipes?
You know, when we first took over in 1996, the appetite for certain ways of cooking probably have changed. Today you have a lot of the gluten-free, but back then we were still making the recipes the way grandma made them. And in that case, that was with lard, sometimes MSG in the kitchen. And so when we first took over, we said, okay, we all know now that the health benefits sometimes are not so good with these things. So we modified somewhat the lard and certainly the MSG. The MSG went out immediately. The only thing that I will tell you really with the lard is still make some great bizcochos with lard. There are a few sins we still retain. We have a local lady who actually makes our bizcochos, and we have made them, but she just makes the best. Awesome. And I would say one thing that we did add to the menu was our flan, and our flan is just wonderful.
And something else, that's tequila.
Oh, tequila. Now you're talking about my specialty. I'm head of market research for our bar and our tequila bar. And so we have over 100 different tequilas. That is something new also, because when we took over La Posta, we only had a beer and wine license. We got a full liquor license, and it just blended. Great Mexican food, great margaritas, great tequila. So we have a large selection, anywhere from the Blancos to the Reposados, and we have had 12 of our very own signature barrels of tequila from the House of Patron, from Herradura, and from Casa Noble. So these are barrels that we've actually handpicked, and you can only get them at La Posta.
And so you've also added on the Fountain Theater.
Absolutely. Probably maybe 8 or 10 years ago, we've always needed some additional space. La Posta is a wonderful building because it's all cuartitos or compartmentalized, so you never feel like you're in this huge restaurant. When we took over, it was probably about 240 seats of dining. We knew that we were always asked to do larger parties, 50 to 100 people at one time. So we looked and we knew between us and the Fountain Theater, there was a parcel, and we bought that and turned it into our Fiesta Room, which is awesome. And it's really our, what I would call, private dining special party event room. It can handle up to 100. It's been great for those reunions, family gatherings, weddings, small weddings, and it's really worked. We also acquired the Fountain Theater as well, and the Mesilla Valley Film Society continues to run that, but we do get to use it on occasion, as we will be doing during our 80th celebration, and we show some films. So when you think about 1939, when Katie started La Posta, 1939 was an iconic year for film. 1939 was when you had Gone with the Wind was the Academy Award winner. You had Dorothy and Toto, and you had all of the Disney started to branch out in Mickey Mouse, Wizard of Oz, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, these iconic movies. 1939 was one of the classic eras of movies, so it was ironic that she would start her little chili joint, which has grown into an iconic chili establishment, that year. So what we have done throughout the year, starting probably in the fall, was the last Thursday of the month, we show a 1939 featured film. And so we've been doing that all year, and it's been great. It's been a lot of fun to just recognize that industry and how iconic 1939 was.
Well, there's so much to learn about La Posta, about you as well, Jerrine. So it continues to be a family affair.
It does. It is a family affair. And when I speak of family, it's broader than just my own personal family. La Posta is such an amazing institution for the families of the Mesilla Valley. We have had families that have grown up in La Posta. Being there 80 years, we have had generation after generation bring their families home to Christmas during the holidays, where they will say, now children are bringing their children. And so Katie really was an amazing woman, and we owe it all to her, and we have just been the great stewards of a very fine establishment, La Posta de Mesilla.
They can find out more information on your website, which is la-posta-de-mesilla.com, and you're on Facebook as well, where you can also find out and get tickets still available for the event.
And we sold out of tickets for our gala event, which is on actually September 16th. But we will be having a fine dining tequila dinner in celebration of our 80th on October 24th. So those tickets will go on sale probably in the next week. So we would like to also invite everyone to come out to the Mesilla Plaza on September 14th. At 10 o'clock, we're going to be celebrating 16 de septiembre with a parade, which is an annual Mesilla event. My husband and I will be the parade marshals. We will be riding in a stagecoach, indicative of our 1939 upbringing. We will also have a huge celebratory 80 years birthday cake. And on the plaza, we will be giving out bizcochos, birthday cake, and caliches. So show up probably starting around noon for our celebration. And then that evening, as important, is we have sponsored and brought in Nosotros, the great band, with many of those young musicians, Latinos, who have grown up in our area. And we are celebrating by presenting them to the community from 7 to 10 on the plaza, free of charge. Again, enjoy.
Thank you so much for joining me on Puentes. You're definitely a bridge to the community. Jereen Camuñas Hutchinson, co-owner of La Posta de Mesilla.
Thank you very much. It has been my pleasure. And viva Mesilla. Viva La Posta. Thank you.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.